Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number three begins on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Right now it is 8:07. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Donald Trump fired Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Allegations of mortgage fraud. Apparently, some of these people are non-committal as to where they live. Where do you really live? Where do you... Yes. Home is where your hat is?
That's my primary residence. No, that's my primary... Yeah, it doesn't really work that way.
Apparently, she got a home in Michigan and another one described as an Atlanta condo. And initially, she's refused to resign. I'm not sure exactly where that's at now, but they're... The news at the top of the hour makes it sound like it's a done deal.
Yeah, but she's still kind of resisting. But
what is this, like a 15-year appointment?
Yeah, that was amazing, yeah. It's like, what, she got the gig in 22 or whatever, and it's like through
Joe
38.
Biden.
Yeah. Well, it could have been the auto pen.
Well, it probably was, yeah. Even if Joe knew about it or didn't remember or did remember even.
But, options.
Yeah,
there's
15
options.
Years, wow.
That's not a bad gig. You know?
So I guess the question is, because it's related to the Federal Reserve, is that within the purview of the president? Can he do that?
But if a president can give you a job, why should a president not be able to get you out of that job?
One would think, but then again, when
logic.
It comes to the no,
I know.
No,
I'm
the,
using logic.
When it comes to the Federal Reserve,
logic,
you know, all bets
apply.
Are off because that was a goofy arrangement
still
made
is.
A long time ago on a, in a place called Jekyll Island.
I mean, a 15-year term may be longer than her mortgages. You never know.
Or when she buys another property of
yes.
which she'll be the primary residence.
Uh-huh.
That could happen, too. Hey, this is sad news. If it turns out to be true, we'll know for sure at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But the Bucks are expected to do their roster cut down, where they eliminate some players.
Yeah.
And... reportedly, they're going to waive defensive tackle Desmond Watson. And you should remember Desmond Watson for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, go Gators, Florida Gator. But if he made the NFL, he would be the heaviest player
really?
In the NFL. Yeah, he's a big boy.
How big is he?
What's he go, about 464?
Wow, that is a big boy.
He played football here at Florida, went undrafted in the spring. He joined the Buccaneers as an undrafted free agent, listed at 464 pounds at the school's pro day. That was back in April, and then lost 25 to 30 pounds before the draft. However, he failed to even see the practice field, really, because he didn't lose enough weight. He spent training camp on the non-football injury list, and his agent, E.J. Gonzalez, said, look, he's still working. Job's not finished. He talked to the Associated Press, and the 6'6" defensive tackle. 6'6". He's a big boy. He can carry a lot of weight, but that might be a little bit too much. And apparently working with a nutritionist during the summer. The team didn't say what an ideal weight for him would be. I could tell you he could probably get away with carrying 400 pounds, maybe. But that's just from the outside looking in. Watson spoke about his weight gain to reporters. He said he would consistently stop off to get food while at Florida, stopping while driving. That was his big thing. Mm. In other words, a little drive-through.
Yeah.
And Watson said when was asked about, you know, bad habits, and he's tried to, you know, shed those bad habits. And he says, I need to get where I'm going to get and not stop. There are stores and a lot of temptations.
Yes, there are. I cannot imagine. I mean, I weigh basically 200, give or take. It's always within a couple of pounds either way, probably. I'm probably at 203 right now. And admittedly, for a lot of jocks, especially football, depending on the position you're playing, you're trying to have a certain amount of weight. You're trying to do those calories. But, man, I cannot imagine weighing 400 pounds.
Makes my knees hurt just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
But remember, he's 6'6".
So he can carry it. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
But that's too much. Yeah. And the pro game moves much quicker.
Yeah.
The college game moves pretty rapidly, but apparently in the pros, it's there's an adjustment to be made by even the best of athletes to keep up with the speed of the game.
Yeah.
I wish him the best.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And it's a shame that he wasn't successful in losing the weight, or at least enough weight to get out there on the practice field and show them what he's capable of, and maybe he'll still get an opportunity. But that's a tough one. And you know, I wonder, he's got a nutritionist, but I wonder if there, I don't know, if there's a pro contract possibly riding on it.
That's incentive.
I would do,
try.
I don't care if people made fun of me for doing Ozempic or whatever. I would, I would, you know, everybody's got to make their own decisions. I'm just saying if there's that much on the line, I think I would do what I need to. Well, within bounds. I mean,
you want to be still healthy, and because face it, there's a lot of unhealthy weight loss programs.
Yeah, if you're going to play pro football, you pretty much need all of your organs.
Yeah, don't be messing them up with fad diets and stuff like that.
But it could have, and again, he's not done yet. Hopefully, he'll still get some opportunities. But he's a big boy, and he can play. But with that kind of weight, it's just, it's not going to be conducive toward the speed of the NFL game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got going on? I told you about flesh-eating parasites, right? Yeah. Yeah, stay away from flesh-eating parasites.
Yeah, but that's
there's
a good
your
idea.
PSA for the day. Now, apparently they found this screw worm that a patient, they found that they'd carried it from El Salvador. And because they've had a screwworm outbreak there, CDC said, the risk to public health in the United States from this introduction is very low. And it's just one of those things. Most people in the U.S. who were ever infected, it happened because they were traveling to tropical areas and, they kind of brought it back with them. Livestock, such as cattle, sheep, and goats, are highly vulnerable, making a significant economic pest.
Well, I can imagine. Yeah, big time.
Estimated that a screwworm outbreak in Texas could cost the state's economy $1.8 billion in livestock deaths, labor cost, and medication expenses, according to Reuters. There have not been any confirmed animal cases, though, this year. That was in the past, so you don't want to think about worms and larvae.
No.
Larva.
Eating you alive? No.
Yeah, that's what it actually lives on, live flesh. That is, there's no way to spin that into a positive, is there?
No.
Who's ready to play Powerball? Who's going to win? Greg, do you ever play lottery?
I have maybe half a dozen times.
You a scratcher guy?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, again, not a big deal to me.
I like that immediate,
Oh, yeah.
Either immediate disappointment or immediately a win, whatever. But this Powerball thing, when it gets this big, it's just, you just want to pay for a ticket to be in on the dream, so to speak.
Sure.
But it's $815 million because nobody won it Wednesday night.
Wow.
So That would be a cash
value. What's going up Wednesday? Wouldn't that have been Saturday?
It was Monday night. They didn't get a winner.
Yep.
So it'll be Wednesday night.
Yep.
Yeah, coming up again tomorrow night. Cash value, 300 and let's just call it, well, $368 million.
I could get by on that.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Ugh, cannot even fathom.
You could go out and buy yourself your own Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And make the logo whatever you want it to be.
Absolutely.
Cracker Barrel admits, hey, we could have done a better job on the logo rebrand. It's like,
you think?
That just drew attention to all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the logo, I don't think, was really the major problem here. But anyway, 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Plenty more to talk about coming up. And just make today awesome. How about be kind, Greg? 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's 8:20. Good morning. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and never miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Before he was detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement on Monday morning, accused MS-13 gang member Kilmer Abrego Garcia, an illegal alien from El Salvador, met again with Senator Chris Van Hoser. Yep, who says he will not stop fighting for justice and due process for all. Remember, Senator Van Hollen is a Democrat out of Maryland. Yeah. They've got their own issues. You know, that's the home of the city of Baltimore. Yeah, not exactly the poster child for, you know, a shiny, gleaming city. Abrego Garcia's deportation to El Salvador months ago spurred Democrats to go all in, defending him, despite allegations he's a member of MS-13 gang and involved with multi-state human trafficking ring. Other than that, he is such a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
The Department of Justice charged Abrego Garcia with human smuggling while accusing him of domestic violence and abuse of women and ordered that he be returned to the United States from prison in El Salvador. Friday, a judge released Garcia from federal custody on parole, and today ICE agents arrested him when he checked in with immigration officials. Officials with the Trump administration have said that Abrego Garcia will be deported to Uganda. You know, they were making a sweeter deal for him if he had agreed to it. And no, he decided he wasn't going to take that deal. Well, now, instead of going to a Spanish-speaking country, he gets to go to Uganda. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Uganda.
No.
I've never been there. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't think that that would necessarily have been my first choice, if given a choice.
I don't think he took time to learn English, so I'm not sure how his Ugandan will be.
Mm.
Just you know, throwing that out there.
Van Hollen, who infamously traveled to El Salvador to meet with Abrego Garcia, met again with the accused MS-13 gang member and is demanding ICE release him from custody. You see, this is another one of those things that the Democrats don't quite get. They think they're fighting for, quote-unquote, some kind of justice. He was an illegal immigrant, and he was involved in not good activities, human smuggling, domestic violence, being an MS-13 gang member, strike one, two, three. I mean, in anybody's book, you're out of here. But somehow Chris Van Hoser thinks that, I don't know, he's going to get some kind of a smiley face on his report card.
And this is who you're picking for the poster child?
Exactly.
For your agenda? I mean, there's police video that is obvious that he is just trafficking people in a van. I mean, it's obvious.
And there's another story on him that talks about his lack of being able to speak English. Credibly accused wife-beater, gangbanger, human trafficker Kilmer Abrego Garcia held a press conference Monday morning in Spanish. He has lived illegally in the United States since 2011 when he was 16, and he still can't speak English? Wow. As you can see, the Democrat Party's favorite credibility-accused, wife-beating, gang-banging, human-trafficking Maryland man is nothing more than a soft-spoken family man of faith, right? After Garcia was done snowing America and giving a white woman who buy boxed wine at the gas station vapors, Garcia's immigration attorney announced that ICE had taken Garcia into custody. And so, anyway, it's the only reason that this case is important is because of the optics. And when he is finally deported for good, it will send a message to those who want to try to come here illegally, and it'll basically tell them not to, which will be exactly opposite of the images that were shown to them when basically the borders were wide open and they said, come on in. So maybe he can serve that, at least that purpose. And a judge, though, has blocked the deportation, at least for now. And, yeah, he was taken into ICE custody, like I said, Monday. And Monday afternoon, Judge Sandoval Moschenberg said Abrego was being held at a detention center in Virginia and will not be deported, at least as of right now. I'm sorry, U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes ordered that Abrego remain detained in the U.S. That's blocking the deportation to Uganda. All right. So, and the judge said that there are several grounds on which there may be jurisdiction for her to exercise relief, among them that Uganda has not agreed to offer Abrego protections, like being able to walk freely, being given refugee status, and not being re-deported to El Salvador. It is interesting.
Yeah, these prisoners sure want a bunch of rights, don't they?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, you've got all these people bending over backward for you. And remember, this all started by you being here illegally.
Yeah.
You haven't made a serious effort to speak the language. You've broken additional very, very serious laws.
Yeah.
And yet you have these, I don't know what to call them. Can you call them do-gooders? Bleeding hearts? I mean, how would you label them?
Yeah, exactly.
You've got judges, and you've got these, you know, a senator and other Democrats that just bending over backwards.
What are they hoping to gain? Do they really have these feelings, or is there just some agenda that they feel like, oh, I'm the bleeding heart, and this is who I am, and you look compassionate? I don't know.
It's definitely an agenda. It is. They think if they use this catchword, this kind of social justice, or the way they insert the word justice in there, they think it'll pay dividends for them at the ballot box. But I'm telling you, that may have been true at one time. I do not think it is anymore. I think enough people have woken up from woke and are starting to smell the coffee.
Yeah.
And have some level of clarity that they didn't previously have. All right, Grady Judd, you know, he tells it like it is, and he does in the next piece that I'll share with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:28, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
A35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome, welcome. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday brought to you by Florence Recycling. One of the top stories, President Trump fires Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Can he do that? Apparently, there's some pretty serious allegations about mortgage fraud. Yeah, I guess you can only live in one house at a time and call that your primary residence. And she was not following the rules. So we'll see what happens. She claims, look, I was appointed by Biden. I have a 15-year appointment. And we shall see who wins that little battle.
Maybe she doesn't realize Joe's not the president anymore.
And maybe hasn't been for a little bit longer than...
we realize?
Yes.
And maybe
than
she
what
did.
The calendar says.
And maybe she didn't vote for the new guy.
It's possible.
Doesn't like it.
She seems to have a bit of sass and attitude to her.
Would that be a sassitude?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yes. Grady Judd, now we talk about him very often. He's the sheriff of Polk County.
Yep.
And I'm not saying he's perfect in every way, but he's pretty serious, you know, anti-crime guy, anti-drugs, etc. Oh, I hear a phone ringing when phones do not work.
See, that's going to be the new phone system that's ringing.
Oh.
The old phone system, which is the one that is hooked up theoretically but got disconnected. Yeah.
So are you supposed to answer that to get the new phones connected?
But I can't get the new phones into the board, I don't believe. I guess I could go see who it is while you play radio.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Sheriff Grady Judd, of course, we know him as a no-nonsense Florida sheriff, and he's tough, and he's a bit of a showman, too. Nothing wrong with that. He announced the takedown of a drug trafficking gang, and this happened a few days ago, but just recently, I think it was yesterday, he decided that he was going to wear the ringleader's gold chain and bracelet during a press conference. So, yeah, he got a little bit of attention for that. He said he wore the jewelry to drive home what he called the deadly consequences of so-called low-level drug dealing. He also held up seized guns to underline his point that dealers are armed and dangerous. I got their drip, you know? Like, we used to call that bling, didn't we? Now they call it drip. Is that the new thing? I got their drip. I got their money. We got their guns. We got their dope, Judd said. This was on Friday while he was unveiling the results of a year-long investigation that led to the arrest of 32 suspects in Bartow. Judge identified Nathaniel Nate Donald, a repeat offender, as heading the network and said, listen to this. And this is where it gets even more interesting. The leader of this ring, this Nate Donald guy, sold cocaine to 65-year-old Irene Anderson on Saturday night last year. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in one way, you say, well, you know what? At least he's not discriminating, like, hey, old lady, get out of here.
No, I know.
Which I say that with love because I am approaching that age very quickly. But this woman, and it's sad because 65, and
wow. She
buys cocaine from this guy. And then collapses and dies a couple hours later.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen to this. And I didn't write this. As she was on her way to church.
Okay.
Nothing says it's going to be an amped up kind of service. Ooh. Woo, a hair tingling kind of extravaganza.
Wow.
And that's just the stuff I snorted before I went in to hear the
Amazing. Preacher
preach.
Amazing.
Isn't that bizarre?
There.
Anyway, she was walking out of her house to church when she collapsed. So she died. And the sheriff says, so Nate, could have this drip. In other words, have this necklace,
uh-huh.
you know, by selling cocaine to a 65-year-old woman.
Right.
Did you hear what I said? He repeated. He's buying this drip from selling drugs to people on the streets, one of which died.
Hmm.
Judd said law enforcement carried out 6 wire intercepts and 8 search warrants in Bartow last November, uncovered $50,000 worth of jewelry. I want you to imagine that for a minute, he said. People continue to tell you that drugs are low-level and nonviolent. They're anything but low-level and nonviolent. Where you see $50,000 in drip, where you see that no not-so-dangerous drugs like cannabis, you see guns, you see first-degree murder from overdose. Detectives identified Donald, also Brian B. Myrick, and Isaiah Bubba Donald as key members of the network. Myrick, who was released from prison in 2021 for cocaine trafficking, now faces dozens of new counts, including conspiracy to sell cocaine and trafficking methamphetamine, fentanyl, and MDMA. Troy Walker, supplied by Myrick, sold the cocaine to Anderson and has since been indicted for first-degree murder in her overdose death. Yeah, they're getting very serious about this, going after people that have overdoses. They're going after the person that sold them the drugs.
Yep.
And they're going away for a long, long time. Arrests include suspects already on probation or pretrial release. Several firearms were recovered from convicted felons. Detectives said suspects' combined criminal histories added up to 554 felonies and 394 misdemeanors. That's why when you get sometimes just a handful of bad guys off the streets, mm-hmm. that it makes it so much safer. Because look, collectively these people, 554 felonies?
Man.
So now you know why Trump is doing what he's doing in D.C. If you only have to get rid of a bunch of bad guys and the crime rate will drop.
Unfortunately, and it goes into that whole war on drugs. The problem we continue to deal with is Americans still want to buy them.
Yeah.
Americans still want to do them. I'm not saying you don't go after the criminals. You got to punish them for doing their part in it, obviously. And if you can take a few of them off the street, well, now you've at least made it a little bit harder for maybe for somebody to get the stuff. But man, until Americans can come around and open their eyes and go, maybe this is killing us all. We're not going to get rid of it totally, obviously. That's sad.
Well, you have no idea what you're getting and what strength.
No, not at all.
And, it was terrible enough. It seemed like, you know, there used to be the days when, you know, the dealers would kind of hover around, you know, like the schools. Of course, they increased penalties for that. But sometime that was it, you know. Get the kids hooked on the stuff,
mm-hmm.
and there you got your customer base. Well, now, I mean, you've got a 65-year-old woman who is planning on going to church later on in the evening. I mean, that's a person who you would think is old enough to know better. And certainly know better from the context of what we see today, which is actually, you know, not really an overdose per se. It's really a poisoning.
Right.
People are being poisoned by these things, thinking that they know, I know the dosage of this. I can take a small amount of this and be okay. But it's not like what you get from your local drugstore. That's the thing. You don't know. It really is a game of Russian roulette. It really is. But anyway, Sheriff Grady Judd, in his kind of fashion, had to, you know, show some bling, or what they call that, drip. Yep. Have you heard that term, drip?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the new thing. Instead of bling, it's drip. That gold was just dripping off his neck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess.
We get the picture there.
Try to keep up, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the young people and their silly terms.
Bob, Hipster Rose. That's his nickname on the street.
Yeah, Mr. Cool.
Yeah.
Former Governor John Kasich, the Republican out of Ohio, was on MSNBC. How much of a Republican are you when you even get invited to MSNBC? I think that's pretty much the line.
Yeah.
If you get on MSNBC, you're probably not really a Republican. Is that fair to say?
They would not want a real perspective of a real Republican.
They don't want to be challenged. However, you know, let's give them a shot here.
Sure.
So Chris Jansing reports, crime in cities was not a crisis manufactured by the Trump administration. He said, I have such a different take than what I've just heard you talk about a manufactured crisis. Have you been in Chicago, Baltimore? My daughter went to school in Chicago. I remember the day she graduated. There were shootings and killings right outside of her building. In Baltimore, I have friends that go down to Johns Hopkins to get treated for medical conditions, and they're nervous about ever getting there. There are parts of Baltimore that he tells me he wouldn't go into, and he's not some right-wing person. This is somebody who wants to be able to go into some of our great cities and be able to be safe. Now, I do think it's important, you know, if we're going to do this, you've got to define the mission. You've got to talk about your authority. I think one of the earlier guests was saying that maybe there's narrow ways to do it. I agree with that. So, okay. And he's been kind of, he's been a weak, you know, kind of a weak, what I would call weak Republican. Yeah. Sometimes he has a good amount of common sense, but sometimes he falls short. But in this one, he's defending Trump.
Right. Got it right this time.
So he finally, yeah, he got it. It's exactly right. He got it right this time. It's 8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we know you're busy. So we try to make it easy on you. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Oh, Governor Newsom, he's up to his tricks, as usual. We would expect nothing less. It is 8:51. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the California Republican Party is fighting back against the gerrymandering plan. Now, it's a little different in California than Texas from the perspective of how you're able to do things legally. And the GOP has noted some, you know, things where there's going to be a little problem here, claiming that Newsom's plan is illegal and unconstitutional for several reasons. It violates a 30-day requirement for the posting of new legislation. It violates the state's existing independent system for drawing congressional districts. It violates the state constitution by redrawing districts between census years. And it will ask the voters to approve multiple legal questions within a single referendum in November. And that is not allowed either.
Wow, he's just sleazy all around, isn't he?
Well, yeah, we kind of already knew that. But
he's proving it.
Look, he has to answer back, theoretically, to what was going on in Texas. And you have to remember, in the mind of Gavin Newsom, is he really doing this for any purpose other than it gives him another reason to get up in front of cameras and get his name out there? Because, let's be honest, he's looking at running for president, and this is all part of that ramp up to that.
Yeah, when you see these governors him and Pritzker both, it's like you know they've got aspirations.
Oh, that Pritzker, he is...
he's the big deal.
Well, yes, he is. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you.
He's a big deal.
He's a big deal. But he's a big buffoon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he really is saying some really stupid things.
Mr. President, do not come to Chicago. You are neither wanted here nor needed here.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, he's accusing President Trump of being a wannabe dictator. And all that President Trump said was, I mean, if the governor asked for help, I would send it. That doesn't sound like a wannabe dictator to me. That's typically how it goes. That's the protocol. The governor would call in the National Guard. But this guy Pritzker, man, he's digging in. And really, to the people that live there, they can listen beyond the, you know, the smoke and the mirrors. They know what this is. They don't care as much about having a safe community as they care about trying to bash Donald Trump. I know, unfortunately, it seems like politically that's about what it boils down to in almost every scenario. put the people last. The Democrats have put them behind illegal immigrants. I mean, it's pretty clear that they've done that. And they definitely have left families behind. The agenda that they push is not pro-family. Chicago's not pro-education. They have some of the worst public schools in the nation. So they're missing on every single message. They're missing. But I'm not going to tell them. Maybe after the 28 election, I'll tell them.
Maybe.
No, maybe not. It's not like they're going to listen anyway.
No.
They're caught up in their own little, own little environment, their own little echo chamber. Oh, here's another one of those little rascals. Jamie Raskin.
Oh, yeah.
Ratskin, I think. Because he looks kind of like a rat.
A little ratty, yeah.
So let's call him Ratskin.
Okay.
He was on CNN's The Arena discussing the president potentially sending National Guard into Chicago. Raskin said, well, I think Governor Pritzker was speaking for states and cities across the country. You know, nobody wants a military invasion. Can you believe he said that? Nobody wants a military invasion. No, we don't want our own military helping out, keeping the streets safe. What we want, the kind of invasion we want, is what you gave us in the last 4 years. An invasion of illegals. That's perfectly okay, right? I mean, isn't that what they're saying? An invasion of illegals, many of which are gangbangers, murderers, rapists, drug dealers, human traffickers, that's okay. But, oh my God, our own military folks actually helping out, making the streets safer, that is deplorable.
Next thing you know, you want them to carry guns.
9 o'clock stretch is right around the corner. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.